So we're reconvening this special meeting at the Salem County Public Hospital District Number 1. It is 3:25 on Monday, June 11th. We are here to review and take action on a sales contract for the Inter Island Medical Center. Open it for discussion. Commissioner Edwards is on the phone. Shall we get them in, everyone?
I probably should get their discussion on what to do with the addendum.
So we need a third appraisal. An alternative would be a market analysis done at less expense through a resource available to Mr. Deasy. And I suggest we do that and spend $300 instead of $3,500 on an appraisal that satisfies the district obligation for assessing the price.
There's a timing issue here, and instead of us having to get back together, there's a possibility we could delegate which of those two routes to do to you, because although it's saving some money, there's also that we don't want to burden the contract by being late if we can't get that in.
Well, we have to make a commitment to one or the other to start a process, and the timeline on the market analysis would be 10 days versus 3 weeks. So it's not only more expensive, but it takes more time. And while we would be closing the door temporarily for that longer opportunity, I think it makes sense to me at least to take the market analysis. It's available locally and can be accomplished sooner for less money.
So in that regard, we need to reiterate that the RCWs do allow another opinion or an assessment by a broker versus MAI, and PAM is going to resource that. So that would be another contingency to go with Plan A, i.e. Local broker versus MAI.
Yes, I just read the RCW, and under my understanding, it says three market analysis or three, but I will check that out to make sure that that's, I'm reading it correctly.
Commissioner Smith, do you have
And that could be a short phone call with Oscar Ray, Pam.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
No, I agree that we should switch, save money, make a decision now contingent on receiving the information and having it meet the state law.
Great. So does someone want to make a motion?
Sure. I so move that we accept the offer based on the receipt of the qualifying market analysis done locally or through resources available to Mr. Giese. And I would like to put a timeline on that, too, if possible. May we say within 15 days?
Okay.
Is that feasible?
Yes. The amendment you have in front of you gives to July 12th, but sooner?
Oh. Yeah, sooner is better.
Okay.
Is there any reason we can't just cross off July 12th
and put it? Right. Within
10, 12 days, 15
days.
Well, if I can speak, I just soon leave that out date for any other contingencies or delays, because the other thing runs for 45 days. But I'm sure I can find somebody to do it soon. But leaving the July 30th doesn't hurt us any. We can remove this contingency upon receipt of what we need, so we can shorten it at will or when we can.
I second
that. So the most agreed on or before, couldn't it, and accommodate that?
It says prior to.
Okay, good.
So
I second the motion by Commissioner Schwenge.
And that I would have to clarify that the motion, this addendum is written with regard to Don Gustafson and Gustafson and Associates. and that would not be the party that we'd be using for
this. Yeah, good point.
So we can just say in the motion that a market appraisal would be obtained.
Within 10 days?
Well, we're saying now July 12th.
July 12th, okay. Yeah. So we're accepting the offer contingent upon the market appraisal by July 12th.
Yes.
By a state certified.
State
certified. According to the RCW.
Do you have that, Pam?
Okay, so we are accepting the offer contingent on a market appraisal being performed by a state-certified realtor by July 12th.
Instead of realtor, is there better language there, Bill, that you'd suggest?
I think the RCW talks about at least at the level of a broker, as opposed to a real estate agent, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Okay. State-certified broker mm-hmm. by
licensed,
July 12th.
Licensed broker.
State-certified licensed broker. By July 12th.
So, I'm a little confused. So did we just change everything there and here, or did we just change it from Don Gustafson to a licensed broker?
I think we could just change it on this, and if you're going to designate someone to sign it, we can do that at that point.
All the wording would be the same, except it would say appraisal on the subject property from a licensed broker, mm-hmm. period.
Mm-hmm. You're making that as a sub-motion to the...
I'm amending. Well, can I amend your motion?
Well, I think we're shaping the motion as we're speaking here.
Yes,
so.
We are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the reshaped motion, I don't know that we need to go further in process with that if we're all in agreement as to the wording now.
Yes, Bill.
Could I just add that appraisers can provide appraisals and brokers can provide valuations. So we would change it to an update of the valuation, et cetera, and then the updated valuation rather than using the term appraisal, because that's a different
art.
Okay. Okay. So appraisal becomes valuation.
Mm-hmm. So Marcus, I suggest for simplicity, withdraw your motion and remake the motion all over again.
In my view, I think the motion was being shaped as it was being discussed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Pam, will you read us what you have?
Okay, so you were accepting this contract by motion for market valuation of the subject property from a licensed broker services. The updated appraisal must be a value that allows the seller to proceed with the sale in conformance with the appropriate RCWs concerning the sale of the public property by prior to July 12th, 2018.
Okay. Do we have any further discussion?
Sounds good to me.
No.
Are we ready to vote? All in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All in favor of accepting this offer?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. Passes. That concludes this special meeting.
Are you going to tell us what the offer is?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Now you can hear what the offer is.
Now I can go into details. Apologies. Yes, the offer is $925,000.
Did you want to designate someone to be able to sign this?
Let me sign.
Sure. We were going to.
I move that we delegate the power to sign the contract upon conclusion of all the contingencies in the contract to the superintendent of the public hospital district.
Seconded.
I second that.
Bill, you had a question?
You mentioned upon completion of the contingencies, but we've got two of them. One is till July 12th, and the other one is the 45-day contingency.
July 12th, because we have to sign the offer by then for them to get to the 45, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, if we signed it today, we could start those meters running. So we should go ahead and execute the document, because we've got our contingency.
That's right.
For the securing a new valuation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's covered.
Okay, then I changed my motion to delegating Pam to sign it.
In the end.
Yes. Yeah.
Today.
Seconded.
Yeah. Today.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. Can you tell us who the buyer is? Jay West.
AMCS Association.
Mm-hmm. Incorporated.
So they're Washington Public Benefit Corporation. I didn't get that. I'll come up and look.
MCS
Incorporated.
MCS Incorporated.
Association.
It's a public interest corporation registered in the state of Washington.
What are they
going to
use it for? Sounds like a
hard gun. Best to ask the buyer, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Best to ask
fire.
The buyer.
Fire. Exactly.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it, exactly.
It could be big news, too, so.
Yeah.
I should mention that our next meeting has been rescheduled. It is not going to be on our usual Wednesday. It will be Thursday, June 28th at 3 p.m. And I think we've concluded our business here today.
I move for adjournment.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We don't.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.